When we're ready to podcast, we step up to the microphones and it comes out something like this. This is the perfect pour.
Dang, welcome to the perfect pour. Show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Matt.
Oh no, what happened? What did you do to Nick?
We had to reduce the workforce by 5%.
Oh, we went through a... Yeah, we're going to have to ask you to...
So see what happens.
Down to the basement.
We
moved Nick down, Nick down to the basement. He's in amongst the boxes.
Storage room B. Mm-hmm. So we were reducing the workforce by 5% this week. Then we'll notice that our ratings go down. And we're like, whoa, what happened? They're like, well, you didn't have a third employee to help keep the revenue and the people happy. And we'll be like, all right, well, we got to hire somebody. And maybe he'll be available.
We'll hire a cheaper podcaster.
Yeah. That guy's getting Nick too expensive.
Yeah, he is getting way too expensive. Mm-hmm. No, Nick's just stopped this week. He has business to attend to. And he'll be back, I'm sure. No drama happening.
It's not going to stop beers from opening.
I love gold.
I see Tom, Hoptology SD. He's not going to be on a beer night in San Diego for a little bit while he's getting his getting done with his schooling. So, speaking of,
then he'll be Hoptology PhD SD.
But he'll be back. Everything's cool. Before the show. So, in case you're new to the show, we're just going to hang out with you, Nick or no Nick, and try to push on and talk about some beer news and culture news and beers we were drinking last week and some beer releases to look out for. And then we have the most robust voicemail segment in podcasting. No. That'll be happening as well, and Louie will be looking for crackers.
Yep.
Our palate cleansing crackers.
Yep.
Before the show started, we had a couple of tailgate beers. One was donated to the show by Reggie559 on the Untaps.
Thanks, Reggie.
Device Brewing Company's Integral IPA.
Can't say that I've had a device in quite some time.
Nice West Coast IPA. I enjoyed it. And then also won a lager from... Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps, Vendiga, from
you just got a cracker,
Cerveza Sierra, Colorado. And it's a Mexican lager. That's a good lager, better than anything I'll have from the big beer, big Mexico beer.
Literally, there's just, we got a one piece of paper and it had one little checkbox that says, is this a lager? And I was like, yep.
Yes.
There it is.
And now the new beer you just heard open is from Modern Times, the Proxima, the Lady Proxima.
I bought it because of the label.
Hazy IPA. And donated show by beer to brewer.
I didn't buy it at the brewery because it was in four packs, but then I went to Bottlecraft in North Park and they had it in singles. Mm-hmm.
And they have it in the market in singles.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I guess it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's all over the fucking
place. I was cool being in San Diego. Cool.
Yeah, all the while it was just sitting there in Fresno, blocks away from your house.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good beer. What's there's a hop in there that's different but familiar. And I don't know what it is.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's a little bit, little rustic, a little bit.
Okay. It's almost a little dankiness going on in there. A little melon.
Yeah.
It's little the melon. Little melon. Little, some green onion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm digging it.
It's good beer.
It definitely has a hop presence. It could have been super soft and just no hops.
Yeah. Could have been super soft.
Could have been all juice.
Oh, no. So we're in. We're selling in. We're going to do it.
We're selling in, not selling out?
Nope. Just Speaking
no, of. Settling in. I thought you said selling in.
We're selling in. We're waiting for Next Glass to notice us and replace their Untapped podcast with our podcast. Mm. Like, this is now an Untapped podcast. It's called The Perfect Pour.
Which is also owned by Beer Advocate.
Yeah. Well, no. Beer Advocate is now owned by Next Glass. Owns their shit.
I thought somebody posted that.
Next Glass, which owns Untappd, bought Beer Advocate.
Got it.
So that's the news I'm talking about here.
I didn't read the article, so I assumed it was the other way around.
So now Beer Advocate is owned by Next Glass / Untappd. And the Ahlstrom brothers are now rich forever, I guess. or either that or they're in a whole lot of trouble and this bailed them out. I don't know which it is, but they're probably doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess that would be the reason for Beer Advocate to do this is to have a cash infusion and be able to interlay some Untappd features in with the Beer Advocate. That I haven't seen any as far as Untappd yet to release. As far as I've seen, like how Untappd will be any change, like will there be a Beer Advocate integrated things on the Untappd app, or will it just be all Beer Advocate has more some Untappy features? I don't know. Or will there be none at all, and they just happen to be owned by the same company?
You know, usually they throw out the blanket, and they're like, oh, well, they have resources that we would like to,
I think intertwine and brought up. They're saying that our Next Glass is saying we're keeping them. You know, we're not changing anything. The old classic tale of when you buy somebody out, nobody's changing anything.
We're going to close their office and fire all the staff, but nothing else is changing.
But nothing else will change. We're also changing all the recipes, but other than that, nothing else will change. So Beer Advocate is, we use Untappd more, but I used to use Beer Advocate a little bit and slowly just went away from it. But it's sort of considered, it's more about their forums and people writing longer winded reviews than you would on Untappd. So Beer Advocate people have always kind of looked down on Untappd. And so it's be kind of interesting now that Untappd sort of owns Beer Advocate now. So it's like now people are all. Not about changing their tune, but like
I think blogs and like social media is kind of unanimous or I mean universal across the board. And I know that was one of the statements that was released from Untappd when they sold, but they were just like, it's two dudes. There's only so much we can do with our time and resources. And so they sold and the new Next Glass did a lot of things for them that really, improved them.
Yeah.
It actually didn't screw it up.
Untappd is better since Next Glass.
And I would say that Beer Advocate's probably in the same avenue. They've probably run as far as they could with their resources, time, money, availability. And this is probably the next level for them, whether it keeps them alive or there's they're crossing the streams a little bit. Maybe a little of
that. That's bad, right? You said crossing the streams is bad.
Just do it. But that's kind of the feeling I'm getting from it.
Yeah, I just found it interesting now that there's an Untappd I follow on Reddit, and there was somebody posting all the. Some of the quotes from Beer Advocate's users' reaction. He's enjoying all these replies from the Beer Advocate forums, and here's some quotes like, "I have pretty strong opinions on Untappd, which would probably be inappropriate to voice here right now. Speaking generally, I think it's quite sad that we live in a world where those who cater to the lowest common denominator and short attention spans thrive, while those trying to create a more engaging, in-depth experience struggle to get by." So he's saying that Untappd's the lowest common denominator. Here's another one. Now we as BA members can finally teach the kids who use Untap a thing or two. There's another one. As I won't pretend to be excited by the Untap takeover since I personally do not care for their approach, design, or ethos. There's another one. Seems an odd fit, though, as Beer Advocate is such a highly regarded, respected source, which has always taken itself very seriously, and Untapped is, well, not. While I understand the user served by Untapped, it doesn't meet my intellectual needs as a craft beer consumer and connoisseur. So, yeah. There's a little bit of there's some beer, classic Beer Advocate reactions to the Untapped. I think it's good. There's some good comments on here, like some people that use both and are like, you know, I'm not gonna, when I'm out and about, I'm not gonna sit there and write a long winded Beer Advocate review. I'm gonna just go on Untapped and write a quick little review.
Shit's good.
When I got time, I'll go on Beer Advocate and do a nice review or whatever. So I use them both, you know, and they're great. So why do we have to pick a side of like,
you can only use Untapped or you can only use Beer Advocate for reviewing. So
this will be interesting to see what will happen.
I'm never a real big wordy person. So Whichever one gets me to the point I need to go to, and Untapped has done that successfully many a times.
Mm-hmm. You can, if you can't get in a solid review, because some people come like, there's not enough characters in Untapped. If you can't get in a pointed, solid review on Untapped, then maybe you need to get an editor, a personal editor. Because at some point, I've always felt like reviewing beer, at some point, it's just like you're sort of going in circles and picking up notes that the brewer had no intention of putting in there or doesn't even really think they're in there. And you're going on for 5 minutes about all these complexities that are just like you're just reaching. But more power to you if you can do it. I'm just jealous at the reviewing skills. What do you got going on there other than this?
Oof, dude,
Untapped and Beer Advocate.
It's all sorts of happy and sad things going on out there in the world. Some sad news that happened was Molson Coors confirmed that there was an active employed person that opened fire in a stairwell, and it has caused the shooter himself, as well as 3 to 6 other people, to be deceased.
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether we should bring it up or not, but. Because it's like, what can you say to something like that? It's just those insane things that we, is unfortunately becomes too common in the world. And it's, this one hit the beer community. So
yeah, they don't have any details of any sort.
I'm sure you do, but yeah, if they're listening now, I'm sure there's more details.
Oh yeah, obviously they just know that they just said the situation broke out and has, you know, concluded, but as far as details of why, they don't really have anything. But it's just an unfortunate incident of something that's happened, and you know, we don't wish that upon anybody, you know, especially if it's you don't want people to be harmed. So
yeah, just much respect to the families and friends that and the people that work there that have to move on from that, you know. So that's got to be just having to come back to work after all that is just it's indescribable. So I always hesitate to even talk about those kind of things. So.
Yeah, no, it's. like I said, it's something that happened. It was out there, and we definitely feel for the craft beer industry, no matter who you work for, or, you know, it could be a universal subject. We don't wish it upon anybody or mm-hmm. any workforce. Moving on into a slightly better note, Oakland, the San Francisco Gate Publishing.
Yeah, their paper?
Their paper.
SF Gate, one of the papers, the other paper, the non-Chronicle paper.
Mm-hmm. They noticed something about craft beers, and they're like, hey, we should write an article about the craft beers.
Mm.
And they're writing about how Montucky, which a beer we've had, thanks to Jake from State Farm,
delivers it in the area.
They have noted that it has taken over the town.
Has it? Uh-oh, it's becoming cheap hipster beer. Look out.
That's exactly what they're targeting. So originally it was just supposed to be a Milwaukee exclusive, just, you know, if you got beer, if you serve beer, you want something like, get this. And there's many places in Oakland. They're going through somewhere between 30 and 60 cases an order of this beer. And they said, you name it, it's replacing it, you know, whether it's Bud Light or PBR.
Oh, I was going to say PBR's got to be getting worried, sweating this Montucky.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And they just said some places in Oakland, they're starting to take it in, like the Mile High Club. They were like, oh, we'll bring it in, and, you know, maybe we won't have to give so much money to the big guys. Maybe we can give it to somebody that's small and independent. Mm-hmm. So Montucky's taken over. And I know at least in Fresno, it's picking up too. I've seen a lot of I'll use air quotations, craft beer drinkers. The ones that, you know, that for every one or two that they post on social media, there's probably a six pack of something that's not not craft beer that they drink.
And those Instagram influencers where there's one sip taken out of the beer and then, you know, one of the pictures are done. They're just like, lost the beer.
Yeah. And you could see them proudly. It's like now they're posting the one craft beer and they're posting the six pack of Montucky. Uh-huh. And it's like, you're not drinking more beer. You're drinking the same amount. Yeah. It's just you're talking about the six pack now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taken over. And Jacob is, I saw him reply to it on
the Porum?
On the Facebooks, and he said he's trying to do the same thing to Central Valley.
Mm, boy. Everyone look out. If you see Montucky open up in your town, it's on.
Mm-hmm. 98% of shares were voted for the marriage of Craft Brew Alliance and Anheuser-Busch. So that's still...
Anheuser.
That's still... They figured out a price. The shareholders and the shares are agreeing. And now they got to go through the legal battle to make sure it's cool for them to actually acquire it. It's not going to step on anybody's toes. But that's
going to be cool to everyone.
That's still chugging along. And then...
And then...
So we got Montucky, Molson. Mm-hmm.
Check that off.
And then it dips back down into the sad part as far as myself extending feelings out to people. But both the Figaro Mountain and McKillar have laid off staff and or closed places. McKillar, I guess.
I'm at downtown LA McKellar.
And it was Kelly from Who's Craft. She was saying
SF. Broke the news.
She was saying SF also closed, but somebody chimed in. I think Tim chimed in saying that it was Oakland that closed.
Hmm. Okay.
So McKillar has closed two locations.
Hmm.
And
then there's rumors that the Modern Times in LA is hurting as well.
It could be. Yeah. So
LA
is not a good place for craft beer. So
apparently, basically, it sounded like it's... The rent was too damn high.
Too damn high. Yeah. So in the McKillar article, it did have a footnote of like an updated, and it's all Eater has obtained closure email sent to the staff. It reads, in part, the Killer Downtown LA has lost money every month since it opened 3 years ago. Yeah, I've exhausted all of my money and credit lines covering payroll, rent, etc. I've been doing everything I can to keep the place open. So he was pretty straightforward with, shit, we're broke.
Yeah, that's pretty, That's always disheartening, too. It's like, wow, man, why open up a bar? Like, you're just going for a couple, 2-3 years of just never making money, just burning through cash. And you're just at this point of like, how the hell am I ever going to get this back now? It makes me think like, how is any bar open or how does any tap room stay open? And if that rent must have been really high for it to just never not 1 month that they like, oh, we made money this month. So it's just. It's such a tight margin of error for everybody in the food industry, it seems like, in general.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. I know even places that are formulating in downtown, that's the issue that you run into. It's just like some place that's been renovated. It's just like a lot of these buildings need a lot of renovation in downtown Fresno. And the landlords that are willing to do that, they'll charge a price per square foot that you would typically find in River Park or North Fresno. And it's kind of difficult if the person next to you is paying under a buck and you're paying over a buck, but your building's rehabbed. So it puts yourself in a situation where either you do several thousands of dollars of renovation or you go into a building that's not that nice or maybe not that up to code. So I could only imagine how much that's escalated in downtown LA. It's like, you run into the same situation. It's even more expensive to renovate a building, and it's even more expensive to rent a building. So,
well, good luck to anyone doing it. I'm happy you're doing it because I get to go and enjoy these places. But you got guts. You got guts, kid.
You got moxie.
We got a new beer from Wazoo Corvette donated to the show. Think this is was this a collab or is it just
I think there's a plus in there, is it?
Slice beer. Oh, Slice and Cellar Maker. Extra toppings, hex hazy IPA. It's a pizza themed beer with Nelson and Strata. The Board of Crusties presents Extra Toppings Hazy Double IPA. Thank you, Wazoo. Slice has been kicking all the ass.
I guess Cellar Maker's fine too.
We had this one been in there a few weeks, I think, so we probably really hurt ourselves with this window, but this is good beer.
It's good. It tastes like a Cellar Maker. If I had to,
I can't remember the last Cellar Maker I had.
You could find cans out of the barrel all the time.
Yeah. But I just like got other things to get. No,
I'm so busy. I'm
pretty important. This is good. It's the best one I've had so far in the show. It's coming in leading.
That all the culture things.
That's all I got. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to make everybody sick.
Rocky Hill.
It's open.
Open in Tower District. Visalia/Exeter's Rocky Hill Brewing has opened their remote tap room in Fresno.
They specifically said in the article, this is for Fresno people, so they don't have to drive an hour.
So they're tired of Fresno people coming out there. Like, it's enough.
Do your due diligence is what I think they say.
Oh, okay.
Go drink beer.
And they got one of Fresno's leading muralists, Josh Wigger, to do. Apparently the inside's pretty interesting. It looks like it from the pictures. You haven't been yet, I assume?
I have not.
just opened this past
It's just week. On the other side of Olive. I don't make it to that side of Olive too often.
And as, if you've ever been to Spokeasy or Full Circle Olympic, it's down the street from them.
Literally.
Yep. And it's on the same street.
Yep.
Just further down it or further up it, whichever way you want to say it.
Yep.
So there's just, you can just walk along that Moroa / Olive there. Or no, it was Moroa / Van Ness. It's like Van Ness that turns into Moroa. You can just walk and you can go to three tap rooms right there on the same street. And then Gold Scenes is a stone's throw away from that. And so Tower District. Now it's trying to battle Brew District for beer districts.
Do we want to start an argument right now?
No, we don't. No.
Okay.
Do you? I'm here for it.
There is a mayoral candidate
that
we will not mention by name, but you can probably figure out who it is. But I saw an article where they were unhappy with his decisions of approving alcohol licenses, saying that per capita we're saturated.
Mm-hmm.
Saying like most places would have like one per, say it was like one alcohol establishment per like 5,000 people, and we're like closer to like 1,000 or something. Like Tower is like one per 500
mini marts, dude.
So, and they're just saying like, well, if this has been approved, what if this person becomes mayor and they make it worse? And I'm just like,
poo poo.
It's, if somebody goes, well, because my house is next door to four liquor stores, I'm going to drink more alcohol. It's not necessarily the liquor stores. It's not necessarily their problem or their reason why.
Sure.
So,
but I don't believe in opening up more liquor stores or more mini marts with more alcohol. I don't think that should be approved any more than it already has been. You should be able to pull it back when you, any chance you get it. But when you're talking about tap rooms, when you're talking about restaurants, come on, that's fine. There's no problems there. But when you're talking about freaking stop and dash goes, we don't need any more of those.
I mean, there's the 7-Eleven on Shaw and Moroa. They might still be denied, but they were actually denied alcohol just because of the general area.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, oh, well, there's this many places within, you know, there's Moreau Street Deli across Moreau the street.
Moreau Street Deli, which used to be a 7-Eleven, ironically.
Oh.
Yeah, they were, 7-Eleven closes and a local little place opens in their place. And then a few years later, Seven's like, you know what? I think we want to open up again. They're like, nope, can't have a liquor license now, bitch.
But that was a real thing. I mean, I think it was, that story was more of just the area that they were in, but they were definitely pushing. They're like, well, if somebody wants alcohol, they can go left, right, across the street, down the way, Joe's house, whichever.
Joe's house. Oh, you know a Joe over there? Okay. My parents live over there. They don't have any. Sometimes there's some old beer I left in the fridge over
there.
They're
like, oh, we still got those.
Yep. Hey, we still have those from Christmas. That's Christmas 2017.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're just moving along here. Wondering what Nick's up to. He must be freaking out, man. He's not here.
Louis just so worried.
He is. Looking out for beers. Hey, Matt, what are you looking out for?
Beers.
All right.
Did I mention that we have a Nelson IPA coming out March 5th?
Are you talking about Tioga?
Yep.
No.
It's called The Lookout?
No. I saw that can. It looks really cool. Yep.
It's Nelson.
Oh, and it's got a celebrity can art.
Mm-hmm. Dean McKeever.
McKeever.
He's coming into town this weekend.
Whoa.
And that the blue label, he's actually mm-hmm. gonna paint that as a mural on one of our walls.
Nice.
So it just so happens.
Which wall?
Indoor bar.
Uh-huh.
Wall with the TV. So that big cinder block wall.
Yeah.
The whole thing's gonna be that bright blue color.
Wow.
Yeah, I picked up the paint today and yeah, it'll be awesome.
Nice. Celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make an appearance at the taproom?
Yeah. So he flies in this weekend, and he's going to spend 7 days painting.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
So he's actually going to unveil it at Art Hop.
Art Hop.
So we'll be...
On Thursday.
So he's going to show everybody up and be like, look at my art.
Mm. Oh, nice art. Look at this. It's a whole wall, yep. Bitch.
So
he's a good guy to follow on Instagram because mm-hmm. he'll do live. He'll just do his drawing, just kind of working on stuff, and he'll do it live and just has the phone over his drawing pad, and mm-hmm. you can just watch him develop a drawing right there.
So Dean's going to be painting.
Will the brewery be open while he's painting? Will he be painting
room, so it'll be separated. There, I can imagine that. I mean, he's befriended people mm-hmm. in the Fresnos.
Okay.
So I imagine there might be some people that go in there for some VIP treatment, but.
VIP.
Our plan is to tape off the
industry.
Windows.
Industry. I can watch.
Tape off the windows so it remains a surprise.
Hey! Hey! Oh, man. I wouldn't do that, dude. Whoa. Oh.
Come drink with us. Stop working.
Fuck, dude. It looks hard. Let's come over here and have a beer. Where'd you learn that?
It is rather mesmerizing to watch a mural.
So go down to Tioga Beer Garden all this week as you can heckle Geever. So that's what you're looking out for?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Do I need to want something more than a Nelson hopped IPA?
No. Maybe there's other Nelson Hop IPAs out there in the.
I feel like every one of them I have.
I have all of them.
I mean, there's one of my bit caught drinkings. I think the Willamette Freestyle, and I think that was a Nelson. So
Nelson, baby.
If I see it, I get it.
I see it. I get it. Looking out for a label by Los Angeles Aleworks Scrapalicious. It's a kitty. It's just a label of just a big old cat. Looks like my childhood cat, Pepper.
Ooh.
It's
You want us to drink your cat?
I do not. 7.5 IPA, juicy IPA. So that's the one to look out for, just for the label. I'm sure it's a fine beer as well. LAL works, makes a good beer. And then the rest is just all Humble C related beers. They just kick so much ass with their beer names, and then their beer is always good as well. And then their label art is really cool. So I just feel cooler by having an Humble C. And now that we have Out of the Barrel has become a source of a little bit of Humble C draft and cans, now it becomes a little bit more realistic as Santa Cruz's Humble C shows up here. There's one called Every Fog Has Its Day.
Punny.
Uh-huh. Huh? And that one actually just got tapped at Out of the Barrel. So maybe I'll come across it this weekend. There's also a triple called Fogwarts.
God damn it.
Because they use fog for the hazy, which we started, by the way, but that's fine.
We know a thing or two about fog, all right?
Mm-hmm. Fogwarts. And then there's also another one called Zero Fogs Given.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I've seen that one.
It's got Moteca and Sabro. And there's also one called Nanohook, which is a collab with Modern Times. Which at this point, to me, Modern Times is lucky to be collabing with Humble C. Because Humble C is cooler than Modern Times right now.
I believe I had a Humble C that collabed with Temescal.
Okay.
I think I had one of those at From Out of the Barrel.
Yeah, that sounds like something that probably happened. And I believe it.
Or I could be lying.
Oh, did you notice what I did? I skipped over voicemails and did Look It Out for us. I'm like, something feels out of place.
We can do whatever the fuck we want, dude. It's our podcast.
Whatever I want, okay?
It's not like people are calling right now and like, hey, I want to hear voicemails.
Hey, this is the wrong sequencing.
I kind of like it. What if we do this every week?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see if people get pissed.
They're like, I was trying to go to bed.
It's information. Information.
Like, I always like the voicemails up front so I can go to bed. And I don't listen to the rest of it.
What if we then just...
you made me listen to Look It Out For. I never listen to Look It Out For.
What if the last thing we do is let people listen to voicemails? Then we don't comment on them.
I've thought about it. We don't comment. We're just going to play them and leave. Yeah. We're going to hit play, leave, and you can all just listen to them without comment. Think of that.
Just be Zorak all by himself.
Yeah. 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line. You can call that and leave a 3-minute voicemail for the perfect pour.
Maximum 2.
Or you can record something on your phone. 3 minutes or under... please try and email it to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And, whoa, I am in the wrong. I am in my personal email. I'm like, there's no voicemails in here. And we get the one from this gentleman. I feel it's a gentleman.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Sure can.
I'm going to be driving.
It's got to be.
The car's warming up. The windows are defrosting so I can... see.
Defrog
it? The back window is the one that gets really frosty.
Boy, does it.
It's not that easy to see out of either until it heats up for a minute. Sorry, I'm not...
That's good info, Scotty B.
I'm letting my car idle so I can see out my windows. Sorry, yeah.
There goes our valley air.
But anyway, Chew. You know, good old Chew.
Chew is such a
wonderful, down-to-earth kind of guy. You know, there isn't much I wouldn't do for Chew. I probably nothing I wouldn't do for nothing that he would ask. But I can't help but wonder. Look, DDH is a great beer, and whenever I visit the beer garden at Tioga, I almost always have one. I mean, I see the appeal, but man, he really really loves that DDH.
He does, man. I mean, he really all about it.
But just kind of curious, Chew. I mean. Is it really that? Is it like the love of your life? It must be. It must be. And Chew, we need to see a video of you chugging one of those. You got three, four packs.
Chugger video.
Shotgun one of those for us, okay, Chew? That's my request for you.
All right, Chew. Also, we're gonna see it this weekend.
A really great beer that you can find in a can. Mega Spaceways. It's like Spaceways, but it's mega.
But it's mega.
Huh?
It's a 19.2, like 19 isn't it?
Ounces.
Yeah.
19.3 ounces.
Spaceways is the ounces.
Double IPA version of Spaceways. And it's double awesome. Double the Nelson? It really is.
It's a pretty can.
Oh, wait. There's one more thing. On the 29th, Tioga Sequoia... there's going to be the homegrown beer festival competition.
The finalists are
going to be serving their beer on tap, and there's going to be a people's choice thing. I didn't enter. I started to enter, and something went wrong, so I just dumped the whole keg out.
Oh, so you lost.
I wasn't in the competition, much less one of the finalists. But I will be there.
I wasn't in it,
because you can be warthog for a day.
for $2, and it gets you into that section where you can try all those home brews. And I will have my daughter's apple pie cider on tap, but not as one of the finalists, just as one of the home brews. And we're going to have some other home brews, too, that aren't part of the finalists. There'll be 8 different finalist home brews. Anyway, there's my Warthog commercial, Tioga commercial. Keep up the great work. Driving.
Wow, he got out of there real quick. Yeah, went direct. He went exactly 3 minutes. Dang. That's hard to do when you do a recording one, to hit the 3 minutes, because the Google voice will cut you off at 3 minutes regardless. Doesn't matter. It's going to cut your ass off. But when you do it yourself, it's hard to hit it. So it's got to be. So what's this homebrewing thing at the beer garden?
The local homebrew shop does a homebrew competition. Mm-hmm. So they say.
The Warthogs.
They say.
Scotty B is the president.
Mm-hmm. And in partner with the Ben Comos. And so, yeah, they just say, you brew beer, enter it. We'll choose a winner.
Hey,
interrupt. People's choice will choose a second winner. And those two beers will go on to be made in a bigger scale at Tioga.
Ooh. So that's pretty cool. You're a home brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Your beer can go on at Tioga.
Rick Davis was a winner last year with his with a Shandy. I think it was a lemon Shandy. And there was Gabe.
Matt Vaught.
I don't remember what his beer was. I think it was like a black IPA. Matt Vaught had previously won with his.
Do that.
Oh, gosh. What's it called? He always says it all the time. It's not Laurel. It's not Cashmere.
Kashi Gugu.
I forget right now.
Mm,
he says the name all the time. So he's probably screaming at the radio right now.
Dude.
Hey, Dad.
Do you even listen to me ever, Matt? Do you ever listen to me? I'm trying to tell you something. You never remember what I tell you.
It's called Enigma. It's the hops.
Look
Enigma
at you.
Pill. Yeah. And then I believe Zone 9 won.
Oh.
Back when it was two dudes and they had the cold
dudes.
Cold feet wheat.
Just two dudes brewing beer.
And now it's four dudes, but
you had to take on investors.
So
that's gonna be fun.
It's happening.
Look out for Scotty B's cider. He's going to have a cider. It's going to be fun. As we continue with the voicemails.
Hey, guys. It's Fontana Jim, and I'm calling in with Where Do I Listen to the Perfect Pour?
Right.
Sometimes I listen to the Perfect Pour in my car.
Sometimes I listen to the Perfect Pour when I'm waiting for my kids' drumline.
Is this a TikTok?
Competition to start. Drumline.
Sometimes I'll sneak in some headphones and I'll listen to the Perfect Pour in a restaurant with a bunch of cackling conversations going on around me.
Sometimes, Fontana Jim again. Sometimes I'll listen to the Perfect Pour replay when
crank it.
I'm out in the driveway wrenching on a car.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim still here. And to go along with working on the car, sometimes I listen to the Perfect Pour when I'm doing a little RV maintenance in the side yard.
Yeah, Mikey, you're just
guys,
in the background.
Montana Jim.
It's gross.
You know, sometimes I listen to the Perfect Pour while I'm at work, streaming something like the Pat McCaffrey Show on YouTube.
That's a car. You can hear it. Just shifted gears.
Hey guys, sometimes Fontana Jim listens to the Perfect Pour when he's at Costco and he's got the party line
cart.
And puts cart away.
God.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim here. I didn't get to all the different places I listened to the Perfect Pour. It rained this weekend. I didn't get a chance to listen to the Perfect Pour while I was mowing the lawn. And I didn't get a chance to listen to the Perfect Pour while I was at a kid's athletic game. Or even an athletic practice, for that matter.
I didn't get a chance to listen to the perfect pour when I'm taking a shower, Bluetoothing it from my phone through a speaker. Now, right now, I'm just sitting in the car, waiting to pick up one of my other kids from another activity. So
many activities.
I hope you enjoyed how I listened to the perfect pour. And keep up the good work, guys.
We're trying.
From Fontana.
That was well done. That was well done, Fontana Jim. That's in there for that's in there for call voicemail of the year entry right there.
It's not even March yet.
When you're doing multiple editings, you're doing a creative take. I like it.
You had live environment to each occasion.
Live environment. Well done.
There are ratchets and crowd noise.
Fontana Jim, man.
That fucking grocery cart with the wonky wheel.
Oh yeah, that was a big one right there. A perfect pour. Yeah. Where do you listen to the? Listen to the. Listen to the. Listen to the perfect pour. Yeah. A perfect pour. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah, Paul sent us a clean drop. And I noticed that he says the. Now, before I thought he said the papa, but he says the. And I was singing it for like 3 days. I was like, where do you listen to the? I was saying the pa. Where do you listen to the? You sing the. Where do you listen to the? Listen to the. Listen to the. Perfect pour. A perfect pour. Dun 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 dun. It's pretty much my favorite thing right now. I was singing it for the 3 days, just going around everywhere I was at. Where do you listen to the pop?
Just bumping it on the work truck radio.
Oh, I was cranking it. Like, everybody else is this.
Right, this work truck's got Bluetooth.
Hey.
But I'm only going to play this one song.
Yeah, it's my podcast. I'm listening to it, my track. Sounds pretty cool, huh?
You could listen to that. Listen to the On Podbean.
Oh, whoops. What is that?
Hello.
Why is that not hooked in?
Well, all the other ones worked.
Come on, guys.
This is on the top 30. Hi, guys. We're drinking in the Northwest. Hey, I just want to start off by saying congratulations on the top 30.
Thanks.
Top 30 is some random website.
And when do you listen to the show? Well, let's see. It is Friday morning. Yes, Friday morning. I got up this morning. It's like a kidney candy store. Oh, I'm going to listen to the show. And so I listened to the show, and it was fantastic, as always. I love listening to Colin and Jeanine. I love listening to you. I love listening to you guys.
It's not we made the list.
Yeah. We made another top 30.
But anyways, let's get started. I got a shipment yesterday. Well, my buddy did. And I got a Pliny the Younger up here. I'm so excited. And I also got, and I know nothing about it, Hen House Brewing Company. It's their Big Chicken Double IPA. So we're gonna have that a little bit later. But this is the one that interests me. I bought it yesterday. I saw it for the first time, and Matt, the Tacoma rep, would know about Wingman Brewing. It looks like it might be a collab with Airways Brewing. It is a hazy double IPA. Nelson Sauvin is what it's called, and it is beer with Sauvignon Blanc wine grapes added. So it's going to be interesting to see what it tastes like. It's 9.6 ABV, and it's a hazy double. So we're big wine people at our house, so we got to see what it's like. And let's see, what time is it? It's 10:48 in the morning, which means it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So I'm going to crack this open. It is my day off, so let's see here. Ooh, that might take a little getting used to. That is definitely got a wine case to it for a hazy double IPA. Anyways, guys, I love the show. I can't say it enough, and I should probably go leave a
thanks.
A message or a thing on iTunes and rate you guys. That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Hi, Louie. Bye.
Oh, Louie, you got a shout out again.
We're just making top 30 lists all day today. That's going to be my saying. Just let us be in your top 30. That's all I ask.
To your top 30. Get in your top 30, mm-hmm. at least, for God's sakes. Come on.
Ooh. New beer and whatever the hell that was.
Making weird gold. Sounds when I hit it now. From Wazoo Corvette, another Wazoo Corvette donated beer, Octo Cryo, 8th anniversary IPA from Track 7.
I don't think I've seen much Track 7 in town lately.
Yeah, it's not as prominent. It's still there. Not as prominent. I like that hop bill that's got, I think I saw Citra, I think I saw Mosaic.
I'm having to go half glass on these things because there's only the two of us drinking.
Yeah, I know. There's some doubles in there and triples and
ooh.
Having to stay away from them.
Oh, double dry hopped.
Oh, God.
Oh, Mosaic, God. Citra, and Idaho 7. All right. Give this thing a whirl.
All right. I think this is a good beer again.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Check. Check, check, check,
Sacramento
check.
Beer, man.
That would pair very well with pizza. In with my opinion.
Pizza. You'd like to try pizza. Need to get a pizza delivery up in here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Where's a pizza guy?
Man, I haven't called back since they changed the little greeting there, Mikey. It's kind of nice. I like it.
Cool.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Anyway, I had to call. I haven't called in a long time, but there's two things that made me call.
Thanks.
Number one, Paul's like, voicemail bumpers within the voicemail. Oh, man. Oh, that was good.
Voiceception.
He left a voicemail like with that. Bumpers.
Number two. Got it beat. Strip poker, man. All right. Look. I'm only down to do strip poker if all the following conditions are met.
Scotty B's there.
Myself, number Jose, Mikey, Colin.
Sure.
And Scotty B. Uh-huh. Plus.
I like that lineup.
Beer. Yeah. We're all playing.
It's a good lineup.
Secretly underneath our clothes, we're all wearing the Borat like swimsuit. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm
the okay bright.
I'll play optic strip poker. Green. I just want to see everybody in the Borat swimsuit. Sure. What can I say?
We'll do that.
Anyway, to get back to it, fun game. I am huge into board games. We play Catan or we play, maybe one? Like... This card game thing called Dominion, that's pretty cool. But I got to throw it back. I mean, shoot, you might know what I'm talking about, but down here in Florida, we play dominoes, fam. We play dominoes. Also, to answer Paul's question, I listen to the show in the car because my commute is boring. And the only thing that stops me from going ballistic on people on the road here in Florida is because I'm laughing. And enjoying the perfect
is because they go ballistic on me said, every week.
Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't checked out Twitter for Chew's secret craft chalada recipe, I'm sorry for you. You need to do it. I'm going to try to do it this weekend with some Sierra Nevada pale ale. Because I think pale ale would be a good chalada, home. Anyway. Bye.
Bye. See, Chew's got all kinds of good information. Thanks, Lumber. Oh, we got one more, and I think we may know this person because he just left one.
Oh! Lumber Jose. Chew, I didn't know your birthday was March 5th, man. We are exactly 11 years and 3 days apart, my good sir.
Hmm.
Yes. No wonder. No wonder you're so cool, man. Because you're born in March. You know what, Chief? You know what, Chief? I bet Scotty's a spring babe, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'd get along, I think. But anyway, happy birthday, Chu. I'll be celebrating around the same time you're celebrating. But with all that said, happy birthday, Chu. And I'm glad the spring is coming soon and
me
everybody
too.
Can get out of this here cold. Because it was cold in Florida this winter. You know, we got down to like 30. Ugh, burn, cold. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Tom Barry.
I don't even think we really had a frost advisory this winter.
We had one a few weeks ago.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
Come on. But no, yeah, we didn't have like a hard freeze. I don't know that the orange groves ever turned their fans on. It's kind of scary when you think about it.
It's almost like we're in a globe that's warming.
Yeah, almost.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her.
Shit, did we remember to do voicemails yet?
Voicemails?
Yeah.
We have voicemails on this show?
Yeah.
People call this show when they leave a voicemail?
Aren't they supposed
to? Like, hey, you're a podcast.
I feel like voicemails are supposed to come up like next.
No.
Maybe we just missed them.
We don't need them.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't need them. We've got way more cooler content.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like,
We're going to change this up. Because of the last voicemail, I feel like we just need to play a couple rounds of Yahtzee and just forget whatever else could have been happening.
Yahtzee!
That was probably my favorite scene. I think it was Scary Movie 3. But it was the one with Charlie Sheen, and they were in the house and they were making fun of signs.
Uh-huh.
But one of the characters, he like woke up, passed out on the table, like, what happened? And they're like, I don't know, we were just sitting here playing Yahtzee, and he looks down at his dice and he's like, oh, Yahtzee, and he stands up and hits a shelf and it knocks him back out.
Oh, Yahtzee!
Knocked out.
Oh gosh.
I miss the slapstick movies of the early 2000s.
Slapsticks, yeah, there's not too many of those anymore.
Mm-mm. Not they good ones
anyways. Don't happen anymore. Oh, what are you drinking this week, Matt Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd, the now joined forces with Beer Advocate? Are you going to make some longer reviews now?
Do you have to say it like that every time?
Yeah.
I've been making an effort to check in more often, and I've been making an effort
on
to
more people on Untappd
to tag people if I feel that a beer fits them. And I tagged you in a beer.
Do you have to call the Fresno Graffiti Abatement team to come out and paint over your tagging?
Hey, they're very responsive.
They are. I was talking about it with Becky earlier today, where like, because I went by my old house yesterday, and there was some graffiti on the fence, and we were like, when we were living there, we like called them, and they were the next morning they're out and it was done.
So I am an avid Fresgoer.
Oh, the Fresgo app.
Some people, I don't know, other cities might have this too, but there's a little app. If I see a street light that's out or I see graffiti or whatever, report that shit. And like you said, next day, it's done. Sometimes the graffiti, they'll actually come out same day if you report it in the app.
Yeah.
I feel like some people are just aimlessly driving around looking for graffiti. When you actually get them, they're like, oh, I guess I'll get this one done. So, yeah, I love that app and I like taking care of graffiti.
Yep.
I don't like
taking care of business.
Yeah. Hopefully there's nobody that listens to this podcast that tags buildings. I apologize if I've taken down your graffiti, but there's a time and a place. And
don't do it. Yeah. Come on, man. Leave our walls alone.
Mythic Worlds. That was a 4-pack I picked up from Whole Foods. Did not go in there to buy beer. Saw that it was less than 2 weeks old and said, okay, I'm going to buy this.
I guess that's new enough.
I had an Offshore Light, which was one of my last crowlers from Pure Project. Very beautiful beer. Willamette Freestylin, I mentioned that earlier. The Coast Is Clear. That's the one I tagged you in. And it was clear.
And it was a hazy.
Kind of hazy.
Oh, ooh, you can't say clear
it,
on
it. Was a little bit clear.
It'd be a little bit
clearer in that.
Okay.
That's what they kind of called hazy, so.
Yeah, come on, guys. There's
that. And then from Alvarado
Street.
They had their single cone, which was good, but they also had double cone. And that thing was fantastic. It was to the point where Chew was like, I'm drinking single cone. It's pretty good. And then he commented, like he tagged me later, and he's like, dude, this double cone, you're right. And I was like,
yeah, why is that? Because I
influenced somebody what I did.
Like, because I had the single cone, and I was like, it's okay. But I'm like, why is a double cone? Isn't a double cone the same, just more alcohol?
It might be a little bit different recipe, a little bit different beers, but at least more hops.
Interesting.
I don't know the exact reasoning of why it's different, but I just know it's good.
Okay. Don't make me explain. Don't make me beer advocate it. Let me untap it.
Well, see, what you start doing is you add more hops and you add more alcohol.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you just and you know, that's about it. That's all I have to say on that.
Okay.
Cool.
That's all. Come on, you had to have more beers than that.
I mean, there was just a bunch of repeats. There was some more Tecumseh. And I haven't really been going out lately. So, that's a lie. I've been out of the barrel a few times.
Oh, boy. Join it up with the rich folk.
I told you my secret. Just drink cans and it's affordable.
Drink cans.
They have a beer that we had here.
Why, you think it's a better value getting a can?
The Rampart? So we had that can donated to us, right?
The Ramparts.
They have that in the fridge, $3 can.
What?
Yep.
There.
You can go in there and get that beer for $3 out of the barrel. Matt Vaught will not shut up about that.
Dude, Matt, shut up about Rampart.
He's like, I love a good Hellas. And it's like, I get it.
I love
like,
a good old man. I can't drinking get it because over it's, that Rampart and, out of the barrel, man.
I get it. You're drinking it because it's $3. It's a good beer, but you're drinking it because it's $3.
Yeah, but make it $7. See what happens. Yeah. See how many times you order it then, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's an actual thing.
Surprising.
Tree fitting.
Tree. So there you go. There's a little pro insider tip. If you go out of the barrel, don't have much money, get a Rampart. Get a Rampant out of the cooler.
Rampants.
That's rare because their cans are not cheap. So you found the one cheap can there at out of the barrel.
That's your PBR killer right there.
More. What about Montucky?
They don't have it.
They don't got it.
You get a Rampart. That's what you get.
They want that Montucky clientele coming in there, boy. Nah, we're not putting on Montucky.
That's a south of Shaw beer, bro.
This is north of Shaw.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's all you're caught drinking this week. I went out. I feel like I went to downtown, the brewery district in downtown Fresno. I went to this Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden. Got to talk to Mike for a little bit there. I was surprised. I got to see him there on a Friday evening. Thought he'd been home already, took off. What did I have there? Well, I was there at the Tioga's. Had a couple beers. Had the Still TSB West Coast IPA.
Mm.
The El Cap Hazy West Coast. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That beer's going to hang out for a minute.
All right.
I think they're getting ready to brew another batch of it.
Collabed or something, maybe. That was a rumor I was hearing. You might know that was a buzz around the brewery garden.
You might know something more than I do.
But that was a nice beer. I finally got the No Filter from Zach's Brewing.
Ooh.
Meandered across the street.
Yeah, you did.
Got me a No Filter. And there was no filter in it. And the Fog Nog. Zax uses the fog as well.
You forgot to mention the hashtag no filter.
Hashtag no filter. Oh, yeah. The no filter is actually hashtag no filter. Go get that beer. The Fog Nog's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, if you like a hazies, oh, get that Fog Nog while it's still there at Zax. And I brought home my first of new labeled 16-ounce canned DDH General Sherman Chew Your Beer sponsored by Chew Your Beer influencer Chew Your Beer sponsored. And then I had that Gummy Worms from New Glory, but the big one, the 19.2.
Mm.
Yeah. Huh?
I do like that. A good 19.2.
And I stopped by out of the barrel for that single cone from Alvarado Street. It was fine. Now I'm wishing I had the double.
Should have gone double cone, bro.
And I had another murky poetry, that Carl Strauss and Pure Project collab, which I am considering for the first quarter of the year, my beer of the year. But I will say this is an advisory. It's gone over the hill now. Those hazies, they don't last too long. And I think this one finally hit the, well, now it's too far out.
Did it run to the hill?
Yeah.
Did it run for its life?
So I'm just advising everyone. The murky poetry is now old.
This just in. Do not sit on your hazies.
There is the tip of the tip, pro tip of the world. So, Mikey Tupper or Dorktown on Untap, Bearded Brewer 87 is Matt, and Nick is the Nick 80. Let's see if I can, we can see what Nick did.
He probably hasn't checked in anything.
I don't know. Let's see if
he
I
didn't
can
call.
Search for him.
He didn't check in.
You gotta look. You gotta do a little bit different searching. We're searching for a person. God dang it!
You go to your friends.
You go to your profile. If you're looking for people, you go to your profile page. You hit your profile, and then you can search for people like this. See, tiki tiki, tiki tiki, and there he is, the Nick 80,
the Indie Beer Show. Nope,
no, that's not it. So he had, on February 22nd, he had a Hoptologist double IPA from Knee Deep at Yard House. Oh, is that Yard House?
Man, look at that. He said, man, I'm stuck in 2015 trying to keep it clear. I wonder if that beer was actually from 2015 as well.
And he had, I think this was on last week. Yeah. He had a Parabola from Firestone. That's old. Yeah. So it looks like he checked in one beer this week. Come on, Nick. Jeez. Get with it. Or you were on Beer Advocate all week.
You're like, you know what? That's it. I'm going on Beer Advocate. Okay.
Oh, where are we doing? I guess we're here, guys. Join this Octo Cryo.
It's good.
You have some cheers, Matt.
Cheers out to Tony Bags.
Tony Bags, he was in town.
He was.
Missed him.
He drove to town to play Pub Quiz at Tioga Sequoia. Unfortunately,
an office themed pub quiz.
Huh? Unfortunately, he did not pre-buy, and it sold out.
Oh, bum, bum, ba, da,
so he just had to show up to town.
He came to town for nothing.
Hang out with his parents, drink beer, give us beer.
Oh, we got beer.
No, we got the two liquid gravity crowlers, and then we have a kilo
same for next week
crowler, which is in studio.
B fridge?
Studio C fridge.
Oh, wow. Studio C fridge.
That's work.
Oh. So. All right. I'll look forward to that, maybe. Yeah. If it makes it.
There's no way we could have split a crowler and anything else this evening. So yeah. We'll have to. We'll hit them hard next week.
Week.
Yep. Three crowlers all in one. One of them's, I think one of the liquid gravities is a. I think it's passion fruit or guava.
Okay. Okay.
So it's going to tropic your ass off.
All right. Or guava about it.
But those are my cheers. Cheers out to Tony Bags. Thanks. And safety suit. Thanks for coming to town.
Yay. I saw them say, hey, we're going out of the barrel. I was like, God dang it.
You should have gone.
I was already seeing a Call of the Wild, so I was like, damn it. And I end up going out of the barrel later that same day. Cheers also to all our patrons, the golden gods of the Perfect Boar.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are cool. You give us money, $5 or more every month. They give it to us, and we pay all the bills with that, and it's pretty rad. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for doing that for us. And we give a little bit back to them. It's not just straight up donations. They get an extra show with the tailgate and all that stuff, and they're automatically put into the Porum, our group on Facebook. And yes, whatever else we can, little things we can pop in during the week once in a while. So thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. It means a lot. It helps us a whole heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Get through the months of podcasting. And also, I just got an email. So, cheers to Gmail for chiming in
your this week. Brazzers weekly update just came in.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's going to be some good ones this week. I read their newsletter. It's pretty good.
You read it for the articles.
Yeah. Also, cheers to High Caliber _1, Fort Travel, Michelle Falk, Thomas Hoag, Patrick Murray, Ants Girl 17, Daryl Houston, Javier Arroyo, Florida Steve, Hops _Hound, everybody that shares us on their own social media and talks about us, gives us the promos. The self promos, we really appreciate. That's how we. The only reason we can get any bigger than we are now, because we're so big.
And especially cheers if you threaten to do an iTunes review for us.
You threaten it.
Yep. I should really do one of those.
I should really do it. Big cheers to you.
Think carefully. Do what you want. We'll take it. But do what you want.
Do what you want. But thanks for being here this week. We hope you have a great week at PerfectPortPod.com.
That's us.
PerfectPortPod on all the social medias.
That's also us.
And enjoy yourself. Have a good time. Be safe.
Yep.
Have fun.
Check your dates.
Yeah. Do that.
Okay. Don't forget to play your voicemails.